Thank you for calling customer support. This is DeMarcus speaking. How may I help you?
DeMarcus, my name is Velma Ward in Jackson, Mississippi, and I need some help or clarification on my charge that I just got a text message that my credit card had been charged an amount. Can you help me with that? Oh,
of course, ma'am. Can you please provide me with that zip code?
39212.
Let's see here. And this had 39212?
39212, uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. And that first and last name?
Velma, V like Victor, V-E-L-M-A, W-A-R-D.
Is it, would it be under any other name, ma'am? Do you have anyone else in your household?
No, that's the only thing. My credit card, my account is Velma.
Do you know what Jody?
Yeah, that's me. I'm sorry. It's a nickname.
Okay, see, all right. That's what I was looking for right there. All right.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes, no. You're okay. And, Mrs. Ward, for security purposes, can you please provide me with that shipping address?
It sure is 426 Trent Drive, Jackson, Mississippi, 39212.
Okay, nice, ma'am. I do have an account for you here, and I do see here where on January the 21st, you did order a fitness watch, and also our earbuds as well, ma'am. You did enter a 14-day trial to receive our fitness watch that does help track with that those walking steps, also with that heart rate, and also
Okay,
yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
It was supposed to be only a $6.95 charge, so I'm denying that charge. It was supposed to be that I got it free and that all I would pay would be the postage, and they asked me did I want something else on there, and I said no.
Yes, ma'am. Now, it did go ahead and did you, with the earbuds,
yeah,
it did go ahead and get?
I got the product, and I can send it back.
All right, now,
but I'm denying this charge because they told me it was a free charge, that all I had to pay was the $6.95 postage.
Yes, ma'am. Now,
that irritates me so bad. I'm 87 years old, and I shouldn't even get on a computer, but I'm just upset over this.
No. I completely understand, ma'am. Now, what I was going to offer you is see if I can give you a 50% discount on that watch and those earbuds. That way, it won't be so steep, and you can still take advantage of the goal that you had in mind with that particular watch. And those earbuds actually help out on the go as well with that blue. Yes, ma'am.
I'm so sorry. I'm not understanding you. Would you start over?
Oh, of course. Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry.
No. You're okay. You're okay.
Well, I'm just so nervous over this.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you are nervous. And I came to see you to come. I can calm you down with offering you, as I stated before, I can offer you this 50% discount, ma'am.
What is a 50% discount on, please?
That 50% discount would be on that charge right there that you see right now, for that watch that you currently have in those earbuds. That way, that price won't be so steep for you. It gives you half your money back as well.
Well, can I send this thing back and get a credit card, Monica?
Well, yes, ma'am, you can. And we do have a 7-day return policy. Now, with that 7-day return policy, ma'am, I would issue you a return merchandise authorization number. Now, with that return merchandise authorization number, it does give you that a lot of time to go ahead and ship that product back. But as that warehouse states, if they do not receive that product on the 7th day, they will still go ahead and bill you for that product. It's the reason why I'm trying to go ahead and offer you that 50%, ma'am, just to kind of avoid if it don't get there on time, you won't be charged fully, and
I won't lose it all.
Yes, ma'am. Exactly. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh
So,
my goodness.
yes, ma'am. So,
Lord, it may. Oh my goodness.
but I can go ahead and assist you with that today if you allow me to.
Well, okay, is that gonna cost me anything? But
Okay.
that you can do this for me, and then I need to send, then I can send this back also.
No. If I go ahead and do that 50% discount, you keep those earbuds and you keep that watch.
No, I don't need it. I don't want it. I didn't. I mean, after I've got it, I don't want the thing.
Yes,
After
ma'am.
I looked at it.
Yes, ma'am. Now, as I stated before, you
But
can
you said something about you was giving me. I don't.
No,
I'm
okay.
so sorry.
No, you're okay. I got you good, you're good. It's early in the morning. You know what I mean? I completely understand. All right, so this is what I stated to you. With the 50% discount, okay? You can keep that watch, keep those earbuds, and you get
It
fifty
don't have
percent.
any earbud. It don't have any. I didn't get any earbuds.
Oh, I'm sorry, the earbuds
All I've
declined.
got.
No, I'm sorry. The earbuds did decline. Okay. That's okay. All right, great. So the earbuds declined, so that's all right. All right. So, let's see here. Yep, you did only
You
get the
looking? I get. You're looking at the order, I'm assuming, right?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Yes, ma'am. I'm looking at the
Oh,
order completely. Yes, ma'am.
my Lord.
Yes, ma'am. And yeah, I do see where those earbuds did decline for that $29.95 charge. And I do see
Yep.
here where that watch did come out for that $59.95 charge. Now, what I'm offering you is to go ahead and give you a 50% discount on that $59.95 charge. That way, it only you can get half your money back for that. That way, let's say if you don't get that watch in on that 7th day, okay, you still won't be out all your money, and that you won't have that product as well. You get what I'm saying? So it helps you out in the long run, just to give you that. That added time to, you know what I mean, still have that watch and still get half your money back.
I'm so dumb. I'm not. Okay, you offer me the 50% discount,
Yes, ma'am.
but I don't know if I'm supposed to return it or not to see
No,
if
you
I can
that's
get the other credit.
okay, so you can, with the 50% discount, ma'am, it's for you to keep the watch, okay? Now, in order for you to return it, I will issue, like I stated before, an RMA number, which is a return merchandise authorization number, that you will write on that package, and you will ship back into that warehouse. Now, that warehouse does give you 7 days to get that particular package back to their warehouse. So that's from you placing it into the mailbox, wherever you're at in that postage company, actually getting that particular product as well, and also shipping that product back to that particular warehouse in 7 days, and that warehouse actually receiving it in 7 days. Okay. All right, now, if that warehouse does not receive that product that you ship back in 7 days, you will still be charged that $59.95, meaning they will not refund you at all for that particular product. Yes, ma'am. So,
Okay, well, go ahead and do that for me, and then I'll try to. You're talking about that RMA number. Where do I get that tomorrow?
no, I'm gonna go ahead and issue that particular RMA number, okay? And you can write that RMA number on any the package that you have, and postage it. Yes, ma'am, postage it, and ship it back off to the address that's on that package as well. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Now,
I think I understand it now.
sure, I can
Oh
state it again. I can state it again now, because I don't want you to do something and then you misunderstood what I stated. You know what I mean? I do want to help you out completely and help you understand completely what's the
well, you
process.
you're you you have just been so kind to help me. I appreciate you so much.
Of course, of course.
I think I understand it. You're giving me a 50% discount, so in case it don't get back to them in seven days.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Okay, so the 50% discount is only for you not to send it back.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Now, and that's just to help you out because mail has been crazy, if you know, and usually sometimes it does take more than a week. Sometimes it takes 7 to 10 business days, depending on the weekend, and you know what I mean. And it just kind of helps you out, just in case, you know what I mean. That package don't get back there, and now you don't have the product, and they're still going to charge you for that product. You get what I'm saying? So it just kind of helps you out that way. It ensures you still get some of your money back, but you still get to keep that product. And you don't have to keep it, you know what I mean? You can give it to, you know, one of your grandkids or your daughter or the son or anybody like that.
It's just so complicated. It's just a lot more than my 87-year-old mind can comprehend. So, I just can't use it.
No. I completely understand, ma'am. That's why I stated, like, someone in your family can probably take a use of it, you know what I mean?
But see, I've had it 2 or 3 days. I don't just the day I got it, but
yes, ma'am.
The 7 days is from when I got it or when they shipped it.
No, the 7 days would be from when I issued this RMA number.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am, and as I stated before, today is a Saturday. So you would have to, you know what I mean?
I can get it to my post office this morning.
Okay, all right. Yes, ma'am. Now, as I stated before, I do want you to understand that 50% is for you not to send it back, okay?
Okay.
And if you
I'm gonna try to send it back to Marcus.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm gonna try to send it back.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
But I take. Let me. I think I still have the package that come in, but if I don't, I don't know if I'll be able to send it back or not.
No, as I stated before, that's another thing. You know what I mean? Having to have that, and just the added stress of how am I going to pick this package back in? Is this package going to fit? Then you still have to, that package cost, that shipping and handling cost does come out of your pocket. Okay.
Yeah.
So however big that package is, or however much that package weighs does come out of your pocket to ship back to the initial warehouse as well. Okay.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, I probably would be better just to take the 50% and lose the $30 or whatever it is, about half of it.
Yes, ma'am. And as I stated before, it's actually a better deal for you. That just ensures you.
My daughter's going to kill me because she tells me not to get on the internet and order nothing. But anyway, if they had billed that the day I got it, if it had gone through the night I ordered it, well, then I would have known before now. But it just showed up on my credit card. I got a, you know, thing from Chase this morning that it had been charged to my account. So I couldn't even figure out what I had ordered for $59. They didn't even, I don't even remember seeing it. It was from USPS or something. I don't know. Anyway, said that I had been selected to get a free watch and all I'd had to pay was the postage.
Yes, ma'am.
So I thought, well, it was a pretty good deal for if all I could have to pay was the postage.
I don't know. Yes, ma'am. And I completely understand.
Just so deceiving. But listen, you have been just remarkably smart to help me, DeMarcus, and I just appreciate it so much.
Of course, ma'am. I would like to go ahead and place this 50% discount on here for you. Now, let me place you on a brief hold while I get this taken care of for you. Once I'm done, I will have a confirmation number for you that ensures you that this is a one-time charge. You won't receive any more business statements or any more products from us, okay? And then it does ensure you that I did go ahead and place this 50% discount on this particular item. And what I'm stating is I will give you $29.97 back on this particular item, okay?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I think that might be better since I've had time to sit here and calm down a little bit. It's just so aggravating that they do this to people, but that's just another story.
No, I completely understand. Now, I did go ahead and get that refunded back to you, okay, for $29.97, as I stated. And also, it will take 3 to 5 business days to get back into that account, depending on who you're banking with. Some banks will go ahead and refund it, depending on, as I stated before, who you bank with. But just standard 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Now,
well,
are you ready?
I appreciate you. Too early in the morning for me to be this upset.
Yes, ma'am. Of course. I do have a confirmation number for you if you're ready.
Okay.
It's going to be C as in Cat, E as in Edward, A as in April, the number 2, F as in Frank, B as in Bob, the number 3, C as in Cat, 5, 5, E as in Edward.
That's all.
Yes, ma'am. That's it.
All right. Let me repeat that to you. But I think I got it right. C E A 2 F B 3 C 5 5 E.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's a confirmation number for the refund.
Yes, ma'am. And that just ensures you that I did go ahead and place that refund back into your account and that you won't receive any more billing statements or any more products from us.
Oh, my goodness. I appreciate you so much. Appreciate
of course,
so
ma'am.
Much.
Of course. And
I'm just one of those that's got fooled about their ad because, you know, at least when you really get down to it, they ain't ever anything free.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And
oh, my goodness.
Is there anything
right,
else you need me to assist you with?
No, you have been just wonderful helping me and patient with me because I just didn't understand. But you went over it and went over it and went over it, but I think I did.
<It's>
I appreciate you, DeMarcus.
Of course, ma'am. You're welcome, ma'am.
I hope your other customers today don't give you this much trouble, but have a good day.
Thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. You have a wonderful day as well.
Thank you.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.